I want to share with you just a short question and answer. We are now 30 days, within 30 days of Pesach, and there is halach and shulchan aruch, shoylim v'darshim, b'inyanei shel yoyim, shloshim yoyim kodem achag. There's a halacha that within 30 days of the festival, you are obligated to already begin to prepare for the festival by being shoyl v'darish, asking questions and seeking out things that you did not know. What is the source for this halacha that you prepare for the Yom Tov 30 days in advance? So the answer is it comes from a Gemara Masechta Pesachim. It's a very interesting source. The source is Pesach Sheni. What do we mean Pesach Sheni? Moshe Rabbeinu was preparing the Pesach Rishon, and suddenly Vahoyu Anoshim Asher Hoyu Tameim LeNefesh Adam. There was the sixth parsha. There was Elazar v'Isamar. And there were maybe some other kohanim who were tamei, were not able to bring, they contaminated themselves for nadav aviyu. They were not able to bring the korban pesach in a state of tahara, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and complained, "Lama nigara? Why should we be denied the opportunity to bring the korban pesach because we were involved in the mitzvah of taking out nadav aviyu?" Some say refers to the people that were carrying the aron of Yosef. Lama nigar? Why should we be denied the opportunity to bring a korban pesach? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Good question. Let me consult with Hashem." Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Hashem. Hashem said, "That's right. The people, they want a korban pesach, so let's give it to them. We'll give them a pesach sheni." Now, this question of lama nigar took place seemingly erev Pesach, took place in Yud Aled Nisan. And Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Hashem, "Bo ba'yom." Hashem said, "They want. We'll give them pesach sheni. We'll give them 30 days to get ready." And Moshe Rabbeinu then goes on to tell them all of the intricate details of pesach sheni. But pesach sheni is in 30 days. Right now it's Yud Aled Nisan. Pesach Sheni is going to be Yud Aled Iyar. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu need to go through and Parash Baloischa present them every single little detail of what exactly they need to do? And the laws of Pesach Sheni are complex. It's not like Pesach Rishon. It's a perek in Pesach Tepsachim. It's a very hard perek. Learn Daf Yomi. Pesach Tepsachim. It's not an easy perek to go with the laws of Pesach Sheni. There's a lot of Torah, the chilukim between the two. Moshe could have waited. "Listen, right now we're busy. I have a lot to do today. Come back to me after Yom Tov and I'll tell you all the laws. Do not worry." The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu began to discuss with them all the laws indicates that, indeed, Shloishim Yoim Kodem Achag Shoylim V'Darshim V'Nyane Shoyim. This is the Mekor from the Gemara Masechta Pesachim. It's the Mekor from Tosfos. Tosfos during the Tosfos discussed this. The Masechta Pesachim and Davov Amid Aleph. That is the main Mekor for 30 days.
You have to answer right away.
No, not Mekor. That's exactly the point. You don't have to answer right away. The halacha is that if a person is a Shoyl Ki'inyan, there's a concept in halacha called Shoyl Ki'inyan. You only have to ask Ki'inyan when it's appropriate. If you're going to ask a question now about Sukkis, a Rav has the right to say it's within his rights. Not now. You have a Shoyl about Tzchach, about the Defanais. You can't go and make a board meeting to fire the Rav because he's not Amoritz. He didn't ask in Paskin for your Sukkah Shail on Pesach.
Did they keep Pesach the second year?
The second year? Yeah, they did. Only the second year. But this is not the second year. This was the first year.
Tzias Mitzrayim.
This is the second year. So this is the Mikar of Shoylim V'Darshim. The problem is, we have another drasha, Gemara Masechta Megillah. Gemara Masechta Megillah says, "Vayidaber Moshe Esmodei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael." The pasuk we said before, you say Kiddush on Yom Tov. So Gemara Darshan, so here we learn, this pasuk is extra, after we go through all the Moadim and Parashas Emor, it concludes, "Vayidaber Moshe Esmodei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael." But we already know that from all the psukim, from here we learn, to Rabbanin, "Moshe Tikin Lohem Li Yisrael, Sheyihiyu Shoyalim V'Darshim, Bin Yonish Shel Yoim Hilchos Pesach bePesach Hilchos Atzeres bAtzeres Hilchos Chag bChag." Here it does not say Shloishim. Here it says Beferish Bo Bayom, on the day itself. So here I have a Sefer Moadim LeSimcha, beautiful Sefer, and he he asked this question. We have a contradiction. On the one hand, the Masechta Pesach makes it very clear that the Ein Mishum HaDorish is Shloishim Yoim from Pesach Sheni, and Masechta Megillah, it's explicit that the Halacha Ben Mishum HaDorish is Bo Bayom. There's enough time, Pesach, Erev Pesach, you go, or Pesach itself, Moshe Rabbeinu, I will get up and tell them exactly how to eat matzah, how to eat the dalakosis, how to do all the halachas of Pesach. Why do we need, you don't need 30 days. So how do we reconcile this contradiction? So here in this sefer he presents six answers. Okay, six, the very old simple answers, brings out some very nice, he said this. Answer number one comes from the Ran. The Ran says, you really touched upon the answer. There's a difference between going out to the Tzibur and the Beis Havad, what he calls the Beis Havad, that's based upon a Yerushalmi, and being Doresh the Rabbim, to a situation where a person comes to a Rav and asks a question. Just because the Baal HaBos asks a Rav a question, the Baal HaBos doesn't necessarily have an obligation to answer you right away. Only if it's Shoyel Ke'inyin. When it says in Masechta Pesachim 30 days before Pesach, Yeshol V'Dorish means you have a right to ask the question and to get an answer. And if the Rav doesn't want to give you an answer, he's not a Rav. That's grounds for discipline. You can fire the Rav. It's Shoyel Ke'inyan. But the Rav doesn't have an obligation to give a Shabbos HaGadol Drasha 30 days before Pesach. The obligation of teaching the Tzibur is Bo Bayom, or right before the Yom Tov. It's not 30 days. That's the Gemara Masechta Megillah. Bo Bayom, 1 day, 2 days. Well, Bo Bayom is when you teach the Tzibur the Halachas. But if shown is Shoyel Kenyan, that you already is 30 days. I remember once took a course in rabbinic training, and there were two rabbinim back to back. The topic for the day was a great course, National Council of Young Israel. This is the early years. I don't know if they have such a good course anymore, even though they have all these fancy things today in REITs and OC, but I think what we had those years was unbelievable. They definitely watered it down. I saw the curriculum in the recent years. It was watered down since my day. We had these massive marathon 5-hour sessions, and we had two rabbanim back to back with a break in between. Each rabb spoke for at least 2 hours. And then they served like a dinner, and then there was another 2-hour session. And every rabb came in very formal, with their tie all the way, you know, very, very, very perfect. After about an hour, this happened to every single Rav. After about an hour of talking about Rabbanus and telling stories and teaching the technique of the perfect Rav, they got all worked up. They got all caught up, and all the bitterness came out, and all these ugly stories. And by the time they were finished, they said, every single one, B'li Yotzei Min HaKlal, by the time they finished 2 hours, they were sweating. It was amazing. So the session for the day was answering questions. Balabatim come to the rabbi, they ask, Rabbanim, how do you deal with difficult questions? Do you go to your Rosh Yeshiva? Do you go, what do you do? All the different techniques. So they were so Torah to Rabbanim, and they both said, Mamash, the opposite. One rabbi said, when a Balabas asks you a question, he actually said this. It's shocking. This is a famous, famous rabbi. I can't tell you. Never, ever answer the question on the spot. Never. Never. No matter how simple the question is. Think about it.
I'll get back to you.
And the second speaker, he said just the opposite. If they ask you the most complicated question, nuclear war, you're paskin on the spot. You don't know the answer. He actually said this. Guess. Just take an educated guess and paskin the shaila, and then go home and look it up. And then if you made a mistake, call him back and clarify and follow up with him. I know you can fudge it. When I told you this, I meant this and this and this and this. That's because if you go give a Baal HaBos an answer immediately, they'll never ask you a question again. That's the worst thing. Yotza, say the scar, it's not going to be good. You have to answer right away. So here's Mamash when he presents this question. People ask you a question. Is it Shoyel Ke'inyan? How far are you mechuyev to give the answer? So he says, the Ran says, that's the Gemara Masechta Pesach. Within 30 days, you have to give an answer right away. There's no games. If it's not 30 days, within 30 days, you have no obligation to do so. But the obligation for Rav to go out to the Tzibur and to gather them and to teach them, that is only Bo Bayom. That's what it means in the Gemara Masechta. Pesach. Okay, let's go to answer number two. Answer, let me just, I lost the page. Answer number two. The Beis Yosef asked a question, Hilchos Pesach. And he gives a very simple answer. Very simple answer is that the Gemara Masech, the Pesach, the answer is simple, but it doesn't fit very well with the Gemara Masech, the Pesach is dealing with Pesach only. Because Pesach has many complex halachas. Chometz, Matzah, Karm Pesach, Dalakoisais, Nechiras Chometz, then you need 30 days. The Pasuk in the Torah, the Gemara Masech, the Megillah, Bo Bayom, are for minor holidays, Shavuos. How many halachas you need to do for Shavuos? What are you doing on Shavuos? They know mitzvahs.
Cheesecake.
You have to a good recipe. A good recipe for cheesecake. There are very few halachas.
So that's that.
Now the problem with that answer is what? When you start Rosh Chodesh, so a few days before, you only need that's how he's mechal. What about Sukkos? That's a very big debate. So many Pesachim, they very much cherish the answer of the Beis Yosef, the Yikar. Pesach is the model of a complex Yom Tov, you need 30 days. And the model of a Yom that's not complex is Shavuos, so only one day. And then the big question is, what about everything else? Where does Sukkos fall? What do you want to say? On the one hand, it is complex. The other hand, it's not as complex. The nyanim are not as serious. There's no cleaning your house. It's just not building a sukkah.
The rice is eating chametz. So you won't have a good
asterisk.
You go to
someone else's. Right, so that's one approach. So still, there are a lot of things to learn about sukkahs. You have to go and make the sukkah. So that's the very big issue. Where does sukkahs fall? Chanukah and Purim. Where do they fall? What category do they fall in? Is that a Yom Tov which requires al pi halacha 30 days, or is it enough to have just a shorter period of time? Because that's the basic side of the Beis Yosef. The problem with the Beis Yosef is the Makar for the Gemara Masechet Pesachim comes on Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, we would expect, is not as complex. Okay, according to many places, there's no Isatit Chametz. Al Matzah is Rom Yochlu, you eat your Karm Pesach with Matzah Mara, but you could have Chametz also. Chametz is not a big deal. So how could it possibly be? What? So the question is, how could the Beis Yosef base his answer to answer the contradiction between a complex and a not complex? The complex is 30 days, when the whole Makar for 30 days is Pesach Sheni, which L'chaira is not from the more complex Chagim, which needs 30 days of preparation.
The Shaila that he asked was very complex, because there was no halacha on it.
That's what the Tosfos and the Mesachim Davov says. He asked the question, well, what's the Rayim? They came to ask Moshe Rabbeinu Lomo Nigara. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave them an answer. Just because he gave them an answer, why is that a Rayim? You need 30 days to prepare for the Yom Tov. Tosfos answers, because Moshe didn't need to go into all the details. In Parshas B'Halayischa, Moshe presents every little detail. That wasn't necessary. Moshe says, yeah, okay, you'll have Pesach Sheni. Goodbye. Come back to me a week before and I'll tell you what to do. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the spot, he asks Hashem tells him, yeah, this is Pesach Sheni, and A, B, C, D, he goes through every single little detail. That's Tais Raya.
If Rabbeinu Shalom tells you an answer, so you give me just now, you can't just say, okay, I'll pass it along later.
But Moshe was busy.
So
Hashem should say to Moshe. Okay,
right. Hashem didn't say to him.
Hashem gave him all the details.
I'll give you the details now. So obviously he had to go over the details.
These are the issues. Third answer. Answer given by the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says an interesting answer. The difference between halacha and agoda. That there are, you know, there's certain Rosh Yeshivas that are very good in halacha. I go to a Shiva Tzai Shabbos, it's very interesting, where the rules are, you speak halacha for 45 minutes, and you speak agadah for 15 minutes. And there are some Rosh Yeshivas, the phenomenal, the divrei halacha is off the charts. Love this. And when it comes to agadah, they couldn't say a word if their life depended on it. They couldn't say a dvar agad. There are certain people are not cut out for agada. It's just not their thing. Nothing. And there are certain rabbanim, they come and they abuse the rule and they talk all agada. Even their halacha is agada. Every person has their. It's very rare to find a darshan. Find a Talmud Chacham that is exceptional in both halacha and agada. Who's an example of a person that excelled in both? The Chassam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer was a phenomenal Baal Halacha. He's known for Shalshus Chasam Sofer. It's called every, you can't learn one word of Halacha without coming in contact with the Shalshus Chasam Sofer and his Agadah. I mean, they don't stop printing the Divrei Agadah from the Chasam Sofer. He's a legend. Very rare talent to have the combination of both Halacha and Agadah. So the Magen Avraham says, when it comes to Halacha, you need 30 days. There are a lot of Halachas. Agadah, you don't need 30 days. Agadah, to understand the flavor of the Yom Tov, the Divrei Agadah, the Hashkafa, that you can already do a few days before. You could do that on Bo Bayom. This is the answer of the Magen Avraham. It's a very touchy answer, because it touched some people's senses of what they are. Answer number four. He doesn't quote a source. He just says, "Kama me'achreinim." Okay, he says that me'ikar hadin. He differentiates between minhag and halacha. Al pi halacha, you're mechuyif to open up a halachic sefer, open up even an art scroll, Haggadah, and review the basic laws. You have to do so, how, when? A day before, 2 days before, as much as you need. You don't have to go spend 30 days learning the halachas. The basic halachas to learn what you need to know, you can do a day before. But, als minhag, the custom, it's a minhag Yisrael already to do within 30 days, to get yourself into the mood. You have to do it. You have to prepare for the Yom Tov. But the Minog Yisrael is already to get into the process of learning the laws of Pesach 30 days before. Answer number 5. The Bach and the Pri Chodesh, they hold there's no steer between the two Gemaras. When it says in the Gemara Masechta Megillah that you have to be Shol V'Doresh Bin Yonesh Shel Yoim, Tan Rabbanan, Moshe Tikin Lohem Lishol Sheyushalim Vidarshim Bin Yonish Shel Yoim, Hilchos Pesach BePesach, Hilchos Atzeres BeAtzeres, Hilchos Chag BeChag. It doesn't tell you the Zman. The Gemara in the Sechta Pesachim fills in what is the Zman. It doesn't say explicitly in the Sechta Megillah that it's 1 day or 2 days. It just says, when it comes to Yom Tov, prepare. So at face value, it means a day, 2 days, 3 days. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim is telling us what is the Zman. Divrei Torah, Ani in the Mokoy Mechad, Vashi in the Mokoy Mechad, the two sugis complement one another.
That's very good, because
the sukkahs,
for example, it might be 6 days from Yom Kippur.
A little bit more, right, somewhere in the middle.
Shavuos, it might be only 3 days.
Okay, so he's saying the two Gemaras complement one another. When it comes to Pesach, you need the Bach and the Pri Chodesh. And the sixth answer, he says, Enachanami, what's the big deal? The two Gemaras disagree with one another. It's not the only Gemaras. You have all over the place. You have Tanoim and Mishnayis and Brayos and Acholik. There's a Machlekes. There's one Tana that holds you have to learn it. You just need a short period of time. And there's another Tana that holds you have to spend 30 days making preparations. Halacha l'maisa, we don't seem to do it. We don't seem, the Olam is not nizar in spending 30 days. So the question is, why not? So you have to work with the answers that hold that it's not nikar hadin. It's you only have to appear in advance, and we're mekayim it primarily. Well, it used to be fulfilled primarily a Shabbos Hagadol. It used to be in the olden days the primary role of the Rav in Shabbos Hagadol was to teach the Dvar Halacha, what you need to know for Pesach. Today, the style has changed. Where Rabbanim speak Hagadol, they speak Hashkafa. They don't speak Halacha. Some Rabbanim still do Halacha. Some Rabbanim they spend a lot of time teaching Halacha.
Hakel,
yeah.
If you learn three Mishnayos,
okay,
it should be 30 days.
No, that Mishnayos is not halacha. Yeah. Mishnayos is just the Indian. You have to practical halacha is a different story. Okay, so there are different customs. Really, we are mekayim this to some degree. Shabbos Hagadol, many rabbanim do discuss halacha.